非常高兴有机会能够和三藩市的弟兄姊妹在主里有交通。
Very glad to have this chance to have fellowship with brothers and sisters in San Francisco.
我这三天的下午要和弟兄姊妹主要交通一个主题。
For the coming three afternoons, I have a theme to share with brothers and sisters.
就是我们从圣经的角度来看进化的理论。
That is, we're going to look at the theory of evolution from the point of view from the Bible.
包括现代科学技术的一些新的进展。
It includes some of the new developments in the scientific realm.
比如说像复制人这样的事情。
For example, matters concerning cloning, human cloning.
我记得当吴弟兄开始和我打电话的时候。
I remember when Brother Wu called me on the phone.
他盼我交通到这一方面的题目。
He would like me to share on topics concerning these areas.
在开始的时候，我说老实话，我里面没有什么负担。
To be truthful, that the beginning I didn't have a burden for sharing on this topic.
因为我个人对进化的理论一点都不感兴趣。
Because personally, I'm not really interested in the theory of evolution.
而且我相信也没有多少人会感兴趣。
Because I believe not that many people are interested in this.
不过吴弟兄有一个很好的建议。
Yeah, Brother Wu has had a very good suggestion.
他说你祷告祷告。
He said pray about it.
所以我就花了一些时间在主面前安静。
So I spent some time to be quiet before the Lord.
当我在那祷告的时候，我里面有一个感觉。
When I started to pray, I had this feeling inside.
虽然今天很多的人对这个理论并不十分感兴趣。
Although today not that many people are interested in this topic.
甚至很多的人都实在说来他们不晓得这个理论究竟在讲些什么。
And actual fact, there are not that many people know the content or the substance of this topic.
但是这个理论却是深深地影响了这个时代。
Yet this theory has deeply influenced this age.
这个理论
This theory.
就它的理论来讲，其实算不得什么。
Of course, we just talk about this theory. It's really not that great.
就这个理论的本身来讲，它对人的影响是很小的。
And actually, this theory itself has very little influence by itself.
它之所以能够造成这么大的影响
，The reason that it caused so much influence，
乃是因为它背后的那个灵。
It's because of the spirit behind it.
是那个灵。在那些人的心中运行。
That spirit is working in the hearts of men.
所以，当我在主面前祷告的时候
，So when I pray before the Lord，
我觉得也许主让我们有这样的机会一同来看这件事情。
I felt that maybe the Lord would give us an opportunity to look at this together.
同时在我默想的时候，主让我想到马太福音第四章的那段经节。
At the same time, when I was meditating, the Lord reminded me of Gospel of Matthew, chapter 4, some verses there.
我们打开马太福音第四章。
Let's turn to Matthew, chapter 4.
我们看第一节到第四节。
We'll start reading from verse 1 through 4.
当时耶稣被圣灵引到旷野，受魔鬼的试探。
Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil.
他禁食四十昼夜，后来就饿了。
And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward and hungered.
那试探人的近前来对他说，你若是神的儿子，可以吩咐这些石头变成食物。
And when the tempter came to him, he said, If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread.
耶稣却回答说，经上记着说，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
But he answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God.
我想我这三天的下午主要所根据的经节就是这几节的经节。
I think I'll base my sharing for the next coming three afternoons on the following verses.
我们实在是盼望从主的话里面看见说在这个时代的里面所有的那些的理论到底是怎样一回事。
We want to see from the word of the Lord what is this theory it's based on and its influence on this generation.
我想因着我这三次的交通都根据这几段圣经的缘故。
For the three times I'm going to share are going to be based on these three Bible verses.
所以我想可能有必要先把这几节圣经稍微的仔细的看一下。
So we need to look at these verses in detail.
我们的目的不是为了要解释这些圣经。
The purpose is not to explain these or interpret these verses.
我们盼望主的话能够带我们更好的进入我们交通的主题。
But we hope the word of the Lord can bring us further into the topic that we're going to fellowship upon.
我想我们先有一点祷告。
Let's bow for a word of prayer.
亲爱的天父，我们实在是满心感谢赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we truly thank you and praise you.
因为你是何等的爱了我们。
Because you have truly loved us.
感谢你在你主宰的恩典里面，让我们众人都能够一同来到你的面前。
We thank you for your sovereignty. We came together before you here.
我们实在是宝贵在你面前的这样的机会。
We treasure this opportunity.
求你借着你的圣灵向我们说话。
Ask that you speak to us through your Holy Spirit.
我们在你面前实在承认我们是没有智慧的人。
We confess that we are truly people without wisdom before you.
我们实在需要你那赐人智慧启示的灵赐给我们。
We truly need that Spirit who gives wisdom and the revelation to us.
求你的光光照我们的心眼。
May your light shine upon us into our hearts.
若不是你来开启我们，我们没有一个人能够看见你。
If it wasn't for you to open our eyes, no one can see.
若不是你光照我们，我们没有一个人可以看，能够识破仇敌的诡计。
If it wasn't for your light, no one of us can see the tricks of that devil.
主，我们求你怜悯我们。
Lord, we ask for your mercy.
我们求你祝福这段时间。
We ask for you to bless this time.
与我们同在。
Be with us.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 刚才我们读的这几节圣经是讲到我们的主他在地上所受的试探。
These Bible verses we just read is talking about how Jesus was tempted when he was on earth.
当我们说到我们的主受试探这件事，我想有几个问题我们需要弄清楚的。
When we talk about the matter about Jesus was being tempted by the evil spirit, we know we need to explain a few things.
首先我们会想到说，我们的主，他乃是创造宇宙万有的神。
Firstly, we would think our Lord is the creator of the heaven and earth of the universe.
他是那样的一个荣耀的神。
He's such a glorious God.
他怎么能够受试探呢？
How can he be tempted?
雅各书告诉我们说，我们的神从来不试探人。
James said that our God never tempts people.
他也从来不为恶所试探。
And he was not tempted by evil.
所以当我们说到主耶稣受试探这件事的时候，
So when we talk about this matter of Jesus being tempted,
我们特别要强调一件事。
We need to stress on one thing.
就是我们的主，他是完全站在人的地位上来受这些试探。
Our Lord is standing in the position of a man, a completely human standpoint to accept this, to go through this temptation.
我们的主他是百分之百的神。
Our Lord is 100% God.
圣经上说，神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在他的里面。
In the Bible, it says all the abundance of God are all in the, all the riches is in the God's head.
所以就着神性来讲，神性里面一切的丰富。在主耶稣里都有。
So according to God's nature, all His richness are embodied in Jesus.
但是就着人性来讲，
But according to the human standpoint,
所有没有被罪所玷污过的人性，在主耶稣里也全都是完全的。
And all the sins that Jesus has not committed, He's completely human.
Anyway， 我们的主他实在是百分之百的神，他也是百分之百的人。
Our Lord is 100% God and He's 100% human.
所以这件事我们盼望我们特别的注意。
We need to pay attention to this matter.
如果我们对这件事没有看见的话
，If we did not see this thing clearly，
我们就没有办法明白神的救恩。
There's no way for us to understand the salvation of God.
那么说到主耶稣受试探这件事。
So when we talk about how Jesus was going through temptation,
我们就会问一个问题。
We'll ask one question.
他为什么要受试探？
Why did he need to be tempted?
我们知道试探都是从魔鬼来的。
We know that all temptation comes from the Satan.
神从来都不试探人。
God never tempts man.
但是我们的神却试验人。
But our God would test man or examine man.
Test.
Test.
这个试验呢和试探是完全不一样的。
And there's a difference, a completely different between test and temptation.
这个试探的目的呢是完全消极的。
The purpose of temptation is negative.
他盼望人失败。
It wants man to fail.
他盼望人能够堕落。
It wants man to
盼望人犯罪。
It wants man to sin.
盼望我们软弱和下沉。
Wants man to be weak and fall down.
但是试验则完全不同。
But test is completely different.
试验的目的啊，是为了要显出那个人性的美德。
The purpose of the test is to show off the goodness of man.
我们在地上，我们要试验一个事情的时候。
On earth, if we are trying to test something.
比如说，当你买一辆车子的时候。
For example, if you go and purchase a car.
你要去试一试。
You need to test drive.
你试它的时候呢？这个你可能开得比平时更快。
If you're test driving, you might drive faster than you would normally.
也许平时你只开这个时速是60个迈。
Maybe you would drive about 60 miles per hour normally.
但你在试那个车子的时候，你可能开90个迈。
But when you're testing that car, you might drive 90 miles per hour.
但是这个目的不是为了毁灭那辆车子。
But the purpose is not to try to destroy that car.
是要把那个车子那个。性能啊，把它写明出来。
The purpose is to show off the characters of that car.
这试验呢是积极的。
So this testing is positive.
它乃是要把那个性能把它写明出来。
It's trying to show off the characteristic.
不仅如此。
Not only this.
试验呢还增加被试验的那个事情的价值。
Testing will also increase the value of the thing that's being tested.
我们中国最有名的像那景泰蓝。
In China, there is some kind of bone china that's very famous.
但是开始制造的时候，它一点价值都没有。
When it was initially being made, there was no value to it.
它不过就是泥土，就是。
It's just some clay.
然后你拿油彩在上面画一些的图案。
And then you would paint on it.
也没有什么价值。
There's not that much value too.
但是把它放在火里面，经过试验以后。
But when you're putting it into fire and test it,
你发现它就成为非常精美的景泰蓝。
Then you find out it will become this very fine piece of pottery.
那个价值是和原来那块泥土所没有办法相比的。
And this value is not comparable to the original clay that was being made from.
所以我们看见说试验呢都是出于神的。
You would know that tests all came from God.
它乃是积极的。
It's positive.
它要显出那个人性的美德。
It's to show the features of man.
它增加那个人性的价值。
It increases the value of man.
而试探呢，都是出于魔鬼的。
And temptations come from Satan.
乃是叫我们失败。
It causes to fail.
乃是叫我们犯罪。
It wants us to sin.
叫我们离开神。
It leads us away from God.
而且我们知道，当我们试验的时候。
So we know that when we go through a test.
我们常常把被试验的放在一个很苛刻的这个条件底下。
Oftentimes we put the thing that's being tested under a very harsh environment.
我不知道大家有没有去买过旧车。
I don't know whether you purchased a second-hand car before.
我刚到美国的时候，常常带人家去买旧车。
When I first came to the States, I often take people to buy used cars.
那个时候，那个买旧车，我们常常买手动车。
At that time, we used to use stick shift. Well, we often buy stick shift cars.
因为那个车便宜。
Because that type of cars are cheaper.
如果你买手动车的话
If you're driving a stick shift car,
有个秘诀
There's a secret to it.
你要挂在一档上启动哈，那是很好启动的。
If you put it on the first gear, it's very easy to start.
你要放在二档上启动就难一点。
It's harder to start it on the second gear.
你要想试试这个车好还是不好
If you're trying to test whether the car is good or bad,
你就挂在五档上启动。
Then you should put it on the fifth gear and try to start it.
如果再挂到五档上，你还能启动这个车子。
If you're putting on the fifth gear, you still can start the car.
这个车子你就可以买。
And you can buy this car.
所以呢，我们看见试验哈，常常是在一个非常苛刻的一个环境的底下。
So we see that tests are usually conducted in a harsh environment.
我们说这是魔鬼最爱做的事情。
We say that this is what Satan likes to do most.
因为魔鬼实在是盼望我们失败。
Because Satan likes us to fail.
他巴不得我们犯罪。
He wants us to sin.
他巴不得我们离开神。
He loves us to go away from God.
但是魔鬼实在在神的手中。
But yet Satan is still in the hands of our God.
他不过就是神手中的一个工具就是。
He's only a tool in the hands of God.
所以神常常借着魔鬼的试探来试验人。
So oftentimes God used Satan's temptation to test man.
这里我们要问一个问题。
So here we like to ask a question.
为什么人需要被试验？
Why do men need to be tested?
为什么人需要受试探？
Why would men need to be tempted?
因为人太尊贵了。
Because men are truly honorable.
好像你是一个人就需要受试探。
If you need a man, you need to be tested.If you test a man,
if you are a man, you should
you need to be tested.
Yeah. 那我们知道神他创造了宇宙万有。
We know that God created the universe and all that in it.
他创造了这个日月星宿。
He's created the heavenly bodies, the sun, the moon, and the stars.
这些都相当的宏伟。
These are magnificent.
相当的荣耀。
These are glorious.
天使也是他创造的。
Angels are created by him.
海里的鱼，空中的鸟，地上的走兽，还有许多的爬物。
All the fishes in the sea, all the birds in the sky, and all the animals that cross upon the face of the earth.
但你发现这些没有一样是需要被试探的。
But you will discover that none of these need to be tested or tempted.
神从来没有试验过任何的一样的事情。
God never tested any of these things.
只有人。
Only men.
人乃是被放在神的试验的底下。
Men are being put under the test of God.
人乃是被放在仇敌的试探之下。
Men are being placed under temptation of Satan.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
因为人的价值太大了。
Because the value of man is too great.
你到 supermarket 你去买东西。
When you go shopping in the supermarket,
如果你要想买一瓶洗涤精的话
if you want to get some detergent,
我没有见过一个人把它挤出来试一试然后再买，从来没有过。
I never see anybody try to test it before they purchase it.
因为不值得。
Because it's not worth it.
它没有那么大的价值。
It hasn't got such a great value.
如果你买辆汽车
if you go and buy a car,
买个新车
you buy a new car,
你一定要试一试的。
You need to test it.
因为有个价值在里面。
Because there is a value with it.
那如果你要买辆飞机的话
，Well, if you're going to buy a plane,
我想你一定要试的。
I think you would need to test it.
因为你不仅仅要花许多的价值在这个飞机的身上。
Because you not only have a lot of value associated with this plane,
而且你的性命也托在它的上面。
Because your reputation, your life, or your life is also associated with it.
不仅你一个人的生命，你全家的生命、大小的生命都托在这个飞机的身上。
Not only your own life, but all the lives of your family, everybody's lives are linked with it.
弟兄姊妹，在神所有的创造的里面
，Brothers and sisters, in all the creation of God,
人是何等奇妙
！Man is truly amazing.
神把他的荣耀托付给人。
God has entrusted his glory to man.
神把他的权柄托付给人。
God entrusted his authority to man.
弟兄姊妹，这是何等大的托付
！Brothers and sisters, how great is this entrustment?
这是过于人所求所想的。
This is something beyond what man can desire and think about.
因着这个缘故
，For this reason,
我们的主，他因为是个完全的人
，Our Lord, because he is completely a man,
所以他就被摆在。 仇敌的试探之下。
He's placed under temptation of the enemy.
我们的主受试探不仅仅他是一个人。
Our Lord was going through the temptation not only because he is a man.
他也是个代表的人。
He's also a representation of the man.
他乃是新造的代表。
He is the type of a man.
不，新造，新造的。
Of the new creation.
他是第二个人。
He is the second man.
他是末后的亚当。
He's the last Adam.
他是新造的元首。
He is the head of the new creation.
我们知道，第一个亚当在仇敌的试探底下彻底的失败了。
We know the first Adam has completely failed under the temptation of the enemy.
旧造的元首被仇敌完全的掳掠了。
The head of the old creation was completely captured by the enemy.
他把全人类一同的带到神的审判的底下。
He brought the whole human race under the judgment of God.
而且神在人身上所有的心意可以说全都失去了。
And also we can say that all the plans that God has for man are lost.
我在这里用敬畏的心说一句话。
Here I speak this with a fearful heart.
我们的主绝不能失败。
Our Lord can never fail.
我们的主乃是第二个人。
Our Lord is the second man.
神所有的心意都挂在他的身上。
All God's heart and mind are associated with him.
我们这些所有犯罪堕落的人，我们所有的盼望也都挂在他的身上。
All who are sinners who are fallen short of the glory of God, our only hope is associated with Him.
我们实在感谢赞美我们的主。
We truly thank and praise our Lord.
我们的主在这一切的试探的里面，他完全得胜。
Our Lord, under all the temptation, He's claimed complete victory.
因着他的得胜，神在这整个宇宙万有中的旨意又重新的通行在地上。
Because of his victory, God's plan and his mind are again being carried out without hindrance on earth.
神，他的旨意从来没有被打岔过。
God's will has never been distracted.
他的旨意一直通行在天上。
His will is also carried out in
heaven. 他旨意一直通行在地上。
His will is carried out on earth.
但当罪进入到人里面的时候，
When sin entered into man,
好像这个宇宙中又有了第二个旨意。
It's as if there is a second will in the universe.
感谢神。
But thank God.
因着主耶稣的得胜。
Because of the victory of Jesus.
神的旨意又照着他原来预定的那个方向，继续的在那里运行。
God's will is again on track according to His predestined path.
而且我们这些堕落没有希望的人。
And also we who have fallen without hope.
在神面前能够蒙恩得救。
We can be under His grace.
因为经过这样的试验，我们的主显出他完全的人性。
And through this test, our Lord manifested His
complete human nature. 他在宇宙万有中宣告说，只有他配得为我们完成这个救赎的计划。
He proclaimed in the universe that He can carry out this redemption plan.
我们为这件事实在感谢赞美我们的神。
For this, we truly thank and praise our God.
因着主的得胜，把我们这些所有在新造里的人都带到了得胜的地位上。
Because of our Lord's victory, He brings us all into this new creation, into this victorious position.
圣经上告诉我们。
The Bible has told us.
我们儿女既同有血肉之体。
The children all have this flesh and blood.
他自己也亲自照样成了血肉之体。
He became in the same way with flesh and blood.
他为了要拯救我们的缘故，
For the sake of redeeming us,
他凡事当与他的弟兄相同。
He was in the same way as his brothers.
他既因被试探而受苦，就能够搭救一切被受试探的人。
He suffered because of the temptation, then he can save all those who go through the temptation.
这是希伯来书第二章告诉我们。
This is what Hebrews chapter 2 has told us.
希伯来书还继续告诉我们。
Hebrews also told us.
我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱。
Our high priest, not that he cannot understand our weakness.
因为他凡事都受过试探。
Because he was tempted in all things.
和我们一样。
Just like us.
只是没有犯罪。
Yet he did not sin.
可是当我们读这段圣经的时候，
But yet when we read this passage,
我们发现好像主耶稣只受了三个试探。
We find out as if Jesus just was tempted three times.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
我们知道我们的主他在地上，在他出来侍奉神之前，他就一直在魔鬼的试探的底下。
We know that our Lord, when he was on earth before he came out and started his ministry, he was constantly under the temptation of Satan.
而且在这40天的这个试探的里面，魔鬼他天天都来试探我们的主。
And during the 40 days he was going through the temptation daily, Satan would come and tempt him.
而且当我们的主出来侍奉的时候，我们相信那个试探，那个攻击是更加的强烈。
And I believe when our Lord started to start his ministry, the attacks from Satan was even worse.
因为哪里有人侍奉神，神就在哪里得着敬拜。
Because wherever there is somebody who serves the Lord, wherever God will be worshipped.
这是仇敌最受不了的一件事。
This is what Satan cannot stand.
为什么圣经里面只记载了这三个试探呢？
Why is that the Bible only recorded these three temptations?
我们知道这是圣灵有意这样的把这些记载下来。
We know that this is recorded on purpose by the Holy Spirit.
乃是把所有的试探都总结在这三个试探的里面。
It's because it summarizes all temptations into these three temptations.
好让我们这些神的儿女能够晓得仇敌的诡计。
So that we as children of God would know the tricks of our enemy.
好让我们能够胜过仇敌的试探。
So that we can claim victory over the Satan's temptations.
弟兄姊妹，我们不能够轻易的失败，也不能够轻易的犯罪。
Brothers and sisters, we cannot fail lightly and cannot sin lightly.
不要以为我们的软弱和失败是件小事情。
Don't consider your failure or weakness as a minor matter.
我们知道，因着人的失败
，because of the failure of man，
不仅仅人和神之间失去了和谐
，not only men lose harmony with God，
连整个万有都失去了和谐。
It involves the whole universe. We lost harmony with God.
我们知道，在神本性里面，一切的美德都是和谐的。
We know that in God's good nature, everything is in harmony and peace.
比如说，像他的圣洁、公义、他的慈爱。
For example, His holiness, His righteousness, His love, compassion.
是完全都是和谐的。
They are all in harmony.
因着人的罪。
But yet, because the sin of man.
连神本性的这些美德都受到挑战。
And all the basic nature of God are faced with challenge.
所以主耶稣他受试探这件事。
So when Jesus was being tempted,
对我们这些神的儿女是非常非常重要的。
It's very important to us as children of God.
还让我们晓得仇敌的诡计。
So that we would know the tricks of the enemy.
让我们在这一个弯曲悖谬的时代里面能够胜过仇敌的试探。
So in these days of in the evil days, we can claim victory over his temptation.
当我们读这段圣经的时候
，When we read this passage,
我们看见乃是圣灵引导我们的主来到旷野。
We see the Holy Spirit who led the Lord into the wilderness.
所以我们就知道一件事，这个试探不是魔鬼主动的。
So we know that this temptation is not initiated by Satan.
乃是在神的计划的里面。
It's included in the plan of God.
乃是我们的主主动的来到了旷野。
It's our Lord who took the initiative to come to the wilderness.
他把在黑暗中隐藏的魔鬼拉到光中。
And he brought the Satan who was hiding in the darkness into light.
我们知道这个魔鬼是非常狡诈的。
We know that Satan is very tricky, crafty.
自从他头一次在那里试探人以后。
Since the first time he tempted man,
你发现在圣经里面他几乎没有出现过。
You will find out that he almost never appeared again in the Bible.
他自己完全的隐藏起来。
He completely hidden himself.
人今天根本有的时候不晓得魔鬼的存在。
Today, even men did not know of his existence.
主在这里是主动的把他拉到光中。
The Lord has took the initiative to brought him out to light.
就好像一个医生啊，把一个病人拉到 X 光底下一样。
It's like a doctor who brought a patient under the X-ray.
你看这个人，他戴个眼镜，穿个 shirt， 穿个毛衣。
You see this person is dressed with a shirt, with a sweater, and with glasses on.
你看到一个形象。
You see an image.
如果你把这个人拉到 X 光底下
，If you bring the same person under the X-rays，
你发现那个形象就完全不一样。
You see a different image altogether.
很多的时候我们读这段圣经的时候，
A lot of times when we read this passage,
我们觉得这个魔鬼是很笨很笨的魔鬼。
We feel that this Satan is very dumb.
我们觉得这魔鬼一点都不狡猾。
We find that he is not deceitful at all.
他竟然让我们的主去敬拜他。
How can he ask our Lord to worship him?
我都在想说，如果魔鬼今天让我们当中任何一个人敬拜他，我想我们没有一个人会敬拜他。
I think even Satan asked any one of us here to worship him, I think no one would.
弟兄姊妹，我们的主乃是在这里给我们看见魔鬼背后那个属灵的实际。
Brothers and sisters, our Lord is showing off what the true reality behind this evil spirit is.
因为当魔鬼在那里试探人的时候，
Because when Satan was tempting man,
他不是这个形象。
He does not have this image.
他乃是以光明使者的形象。
He comes with the image of a bright angel.
好像仁义的使者一样。
It's like an angel of righteousness.
所以当我们真实遇到试探的时候，
So when we truly are met with temptations,
那个感觉和这里面所描述的是完全不一样。
That feeling is different from the description here.
我们的主在这里给我们看见一切试探背后的那个属灵的实际。
Our Lord is showing us that behind all the temptation, there is a spiritual truth.
因为魔鬼总是盼望把他自己藏起来。
Because the evil spirit always tried to hide himself.
因为他是属黑暗的。
Because he belongs to the darkness.
但是我们的主乃是真光。
But our Lord is the true light.
在我们主的眼前，没有一样的事物不是赤裸敞开的。
Before the eyes of our Lord, nothing can be hidden.
所以这是我们的主他为什么要受试探的那个原因。
This is the reason why our Lord need to be tempted.
下面我们就来看一看这个试探。
We now are going to look at this temptation.
这一次呢我想我们没有时间来看这三个试探。
I think this time we don't have time to look at all three temptations.
我们只着重看这头一个试探。
We'll focus on only the first one.
因为这些试探乃是一切试探的一个总结。
Because this temptation is a conclusion of all temptations.
这个试探它包括了许多的方面。
This temptation included a lot of different aspects.
所以我们想从三个方面来看这个试探。
So let's look at it from three different aspects.
所以我们一个下午，如果主愿意的话，我们来看一个方面。
So we'll look at one aspect each afternoon.
当魔鬼来试探我们的主的时候，
When Satan came and to tempt the Lord,
那个时候我们的主在旷野已经禁食40昼夜。
At that time, our Lord has fasted for 40 days and nights in the wilderness.
后来他就饿了。
And then he was hungry.
那么那试探人的就来了。
So the tempter came to him.
他说：“你若是神的儿子。”
He said, "If you are the son of God,
你可以叫这些石头变成食物。”
Command that these stones be made bread.
我不知道弟兄姊妹，当你读这段话的时候，你有没有看见仇敌的诡计在哪里
？I don't know if brothers and sisters, when you read this passage, whether you see the tricks of our enemies.
我们知道这里面讲到吃的问题。
Here we talk about the matter of food.
吃乃是我们人类最大的问题。
Eating the food is the greatest problem for humans.
在创世第三章里呢，也讲到吃的问题。
In chapter 3 of Genesis, we talk about food, something to eat.
乃是我们人肉身的需要。
Eating is a normal desire of our fleshly needs.
而且它是我们整个人肉身体需要的一个代表。
And it is representing all the needs of a man.
我们人身体的需要乃是神所造的。
Our needs, our fleshly needs are also created by God.
神为了这些的需要，他也预备了一切的供应。
For these needs, God has provided all that we need.
魔鬼在这里来讲一段话。
Satan has spoken here.
你现在饿了。
So you are hungry now.
你这个需要神需要来满足的。
You have this need, and God need to satisfy it.
而且你又是神的儿子嘛。
And you are the son of God.
所以你满足你肉身的需要，那是符合人身体生活的律。
If you satisfy what your body needs, this is in accordance to the law of nature.
因为你饿了，所以你就需要满足这个需要。
Because you're hungry, you need to satisfy this hunger.
魔鬼在这里到底在讲些什么？
So what is Satan saying here?
他到底在试探什么？
What is he trying to tempt?
我们直接从魔鬼的话里，我们还不大晓得他在干什么。
If we are just directly looking at his words, we probably are not sure what he's trying to do.
但是从我们主的回答里面，我们就看见魔鬼的诡计。
But from the answer of our Lord, we will see what the tricks of the enemy is.
我们的主回答说，人活着不是单靠食物。
Our Lord says, man does not live by bread alone.
乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
But by every word that proceeded from the mouth of the Lord, of God.
我觉得我们的主回答得真好。
I feel that our Lord came with a good answer.
我们主这里首先告诉我们。
Our Lord has told us firstly.
是人活着。
Man shall live.
不是动物活着。
Not animal live.
如果是动物活着，单靠食物就够了。
If it was animals, then if they live by bread alone, that's fine.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
仇敌这个诡计是什么呢？
What is the tricks of the enemy?
他让人因着肉身的需要。
He wants men because of their need.
Of their body.
Of their body.
让人忘记自己属灵的需要。
That they would forget what their need by the Spirit.
主这里告诉我们说，肉身的需要不是第一的需要。
The Lord is telling him that the need of the body is not all that they need.
Not the first need.
Not the first thing that they need.
也不是唯一所需要。
And it's not the only thing that they need.
魔鬼在这里的试探，他的诡计是什么呢？
The temptation of Satan, and what is his tricks here?
他让人忘记自己属让人忘记自己属灵的需要。
He wants men to forget their spiritual needs.
你看他试探头一个人的时候也是这样。
You see how he tempted the first man is the same way.
我们知道亚当夏娃被造以后。
We know that after Adam and Eve were created.
他们被放在伊甸园里面。
They were placed in the Garden of Eden.
可以说他们什么需要都不缺。
You can say that they have nothing to for want.
连做工都不需要了。
They don't even need to labor.
到处都是果实。
They have all kinds of fruits.
哎，也没有虫子。
There's no bugs.
哎，也没有这个杀虫剂。
You don't need a bug pesticides.
非常的好。
Everything was good.
但你当读那些圣经的，你发现他们里面非常的饥饿。
But when you read the Bible, you see a hunger in them.
他们好像在寻找些什么。
It's as if they are seeking after something.
我们知道当神把他们摆在伊甸园的时候，
We know that when God placed them in the Garden of Eden,
神已经把一棵生命的树放在那里。
God already placed this tree of life in there.
神在那里告诉他们，
God is telling them,
他们有属灵的需要。
They have a spiritual need.
那是他们最根本的需要。
That's their most basic need.
那是他们第一的需要。
That's their first need.
他们所需要乃是神的生命。
What they need is the life of God.
他们需要神的生命作为他们属灵的需要。
They need the life of God to satisfy their spiritual need.
因为人被造乃是属有灵的活人。
Because when man was created, they become a living soul.
弟兄姊妹，你看看今天世上的人。
Brothers and sisters, if you look at the people on the world,
今天世上的人觉得属灵的需要好像石头一样。
They feel that this in the people of the world, they feel the spiritual needs are like stones.
一点用处都没有。
Are like rocks. There's no use for it.
如果你给他传福音
，If you preach to them,
你说如果信耶稣得馅饼，啊，信耶稣有饼吃。
If you believe in Jesus, then you will have bread to eat.
他们会相信的。
They would believe it.
恐怕信的人会很多的。
You probably have a lot of followers, believers.
但是弟兄姊妹，当人这样来相信主的时候
，But brothers and sisters, if you believe the Lord this way,
乃是把人性给降低了。
You are lowering the nature of man.
人是何等的高贵。
Men are noble.
人是万物之灵。
They are the spirit of all things.
人在神的创造里面是最尊贵的。
Man is the most noble creature of all in all God's creation.
人第一的需要乃是属灵的需要。
Man's first need is their spiritual need.
仇敌这个诡计是非常非常害人的。
And this trick of Satan's truly is very harmful to man.
他借着我们肉身的需要。
through the needs of our bodies.
它引动人肉体的情欲,
he stirs up these desires in them.
让人忘记自己属灵的需要,
so that men would forget their spiritual needs.
甚至忘记自己是有灵的活人,
and they even forget that they are a living soul with the spirit.
甚至让你感觉你就是一个动物,
and you feel that you are just like an animal.
而且这个世界你发现更加恶毒的一件事,
and the most evil point in this,
它用科学 来证明人就是一个动物,
and they use science to prove that man is only an animal.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这件事情是进化论背后的那个灵,
this matter is motivated by the spirit behind it.
这个灵是直接出于魔鬼的,
and this spirit is directly from Satan.
这个灵是非常邪恶的,
and this is a very evil spirit.
你知道, 就着进化论本身那个理论来讲,
based on the foundations of the theory of evolution,
其实那个理论是破洞百出的,
this theory has many, many holes.
这个理论所面临的挑战是非常严峻的,
and this theory has many challenges.
但是你发现一件事,
but you would discover one thing.
你可以把这个理论完全的推倒,
you can completely beat down this theory.
你可以把这个理论完全证明说它是错的,
you can completely prove that this theory is wrong.
但是在多少人的心目当中, 这个理论仍然是真理,
but yet in the heart of many people, this theory still becomes the truth.
他们觉得进化论是真理,
they feel that this evolution is the truth.
你在地上, 我不知道大家有没有, 搞过一些研究,
I don't know whether you've done any research.
如果你在研究所里面,
if you are in a research lab,
如果你给老板提出一个理论,
and if you propose a theory,
你遇到很多的挑战,
you'll be faced with lots of challenges.
你这个理论是破洞百出的,
if you have many holes in your theory,
我相信你很快你就会把它放弃,
I think you would give it up very soon,
要不然你不会毕业的,
or else you will not graduate.
全世界只有这一个理论,
but in the whole wide world, there is only this theory.
所有现代科学的成果都与它反对,
all the results of today's scientific research are
against
it.
但是它在人的心目当中仍然是真理,
yet in the hearts of men is still holding its truth.
所以我们就知道这个不是个理论的问题,
so we know that this is not a matter of whether this is a true theory.
它乃是一个灵,
it's a spirit.
它乃是直接从魔鬼出来的灵,
it's a spirit that comes directly from Satan.
这个灵是非常非常的邪恶,
and this is a very, very evil spirit.
我想为了一些弟兄姊妹因着对进化论的这个知识可能不是很了解,
I think for some brothers and sisters, they might not have a lot of knowledge on the evolution theory.
我想我就稍微的有一点的简单的介绍,
I have some brief introduction.
进化论好, 你把它简单的来讲就是这样,
if you put this evolution theory simply,
就是无机物到有机,
It's from inorganic compound to organic compound.
然后从这个简单的到复杂,
from simple to complex.
从这个单细胞到多细胞,
from single cell to multi-celled.
从这个低等到高等,
from lower ranks to higher ranks.
这样的话呢, 整个的你所看见的这个生物的世界就这么进化出来了,
then all the, this world that you can see, all the living beings are produced this way.
那么在这进化的当中,
and in this process of evolution,
又提出一个叫做这个适者生存的理论,
and then you have the theory of survival for the fittest,
selection
process,
就是适者生存的,
survival of the fittest.
如果说比如像现在干旱了,
for example, if you have a famine,
这个所有的这个地上的草都很少了,
and you have no grass on the land,
对于这些鹿来讲呢, 那么他们现在就开始吃树上的叶子了,
And then you see the deers will start eating leaves from the tree.
那可是矮的地方，那些树的叶子都被吃光了。
And so all the lower branches, the leaves on them are all eaten up.
那有些鹿呢，它们的脖子就伸得特别特别长。
Then there are some deers where they have longer necks.
那它们就适合生存下来。
And they are fit to survive.
那如果我这个鹿呢，我的脖子很短。
If this deer like me have a short neck,
啊，对不起，你只好饿死了。
Then I'm sorry, you have to die.
如果我的脖子能够伸得长一点。
If you can have a longer neck,
所以呢，我就更加适应这样的一个环境。
I can adapt to this environment better.
所以呢，我就生存下来。
So I survive.
所以后来我就成了一个长颈鹿。
So then I become a giraffe.
所以这是大概就我们非常简略的跟大家稍微介绍一下。
This is a very simple introduction to you.
但是我们知道一件事。
But one thing we know.
这个理论当被提出来的时候。
When this theory was suggested.
它有七个前提的假设。
There were seven assumptions.
这七个前提假设今天在现代科学的面前没有一个是成立的。
And all seven assumptions today in the scientific world, not one of them can be established.
比如说最简单的来讲。
For example, the simplest.
你要想接受进化论的话。
If you want to accept evolution.
你必须相信时间的作用。
You need to know the work of time. You need to believe.
如果我这个人很笨。
If I, as a person, I'm very dumb.
我不相信时间。
I don't believe time. In time,
我没办法接受进化论。
I cannot accept the theory of evolution.
进化论说这里有一块石头。
And theory of evolution says if there's a rock here,
这里又有一块石头。
And there's another piece of rock there.
啊，有点相像。
They are similar.
然后他们拿时间的连线就把它连在一起。
And they put the timeline and between the two.
他们不仅把这两个连在一起。
Not only they link these two together.
啊，他们把所有的这些点都拿时间连起来。
And they link all the points together with time.
他们说这是一个进化树。
And they say that this is the evolutionary tree.
这是我大学的时候所学的。
This is what I learned in college.
可是没有人问一个问题。
But no one asked this question.
这两点之间有没有这个联系？
Is there truly this line between these two points?
从来没有人问过。
No one ever asked.
而且我实在对时间没有信心。
And truly, I don't have faith in this time.
我曾经跟一些朋友在传福音。
I was spreading gospel to my friends one time.
我就问他，你真的相信这个猴子能够变成人吗？
I asked him, can you truly believe that a monkey can turn into man?
啊，有人说不是 monkey， 是这个是猿。
He says not monkey, it's apes.
你要很准确的。
You have to be correct.
我说好吧，那就是猿也好。
I said okay, I'll just say it's ape.
我说你相信不相信我有几团的棉花
I said do you believe if I have a few bundles of cotton wool
我就把它放在一个空间里让它随便的碰撞
And I put it into a space and let it collide into each other
多长时间都可以
And it can be a long long time any length of time
然后呢你得到一张印着美国国旗的手绢
And then you will end up with this handkerchief that's printed with the American flag there.
我讲这个例子的时候
When I gave him this example,
有的朋友就信
Some friends would believe.
他说他信
He said he would believe.
我说那叫迷信
I said that is superstitious.
因为那是没有根据的相信
Because you're believing without any basis.
因为这件事的概率，基本上来讲，我们可以说是零。
Because the probability of this thing happening is almost zero.
因为人根本不晓得那个概率是多少。
Because man does not know what the probability is.
这里有学数学的。
If any people who study mathematics,
那种的几率小于这个一后面哈一百个零，然后分之一。
If this probability is below one, there's 100 zeros after one, and there's one.One over that number.
你这个数字一后面一百个零是多大吗
？Do you know how big this number is? One.
没有任何人知道这个数字有多大。
No one knows how big this number is.
有人给我们做一个参考的数字。
Someone gave us a reference number.
如果你把整个宇宙，就是神所造的，目前人能看到的这些宇宙当中所有的电子，把它数过的话。
It's the whole universe that man can know about and at this time of day, and the electrons in there, and if you count them all.
所有的，包括所有 billions of billions 那些，你所有的星系都加在一起。
And you count all the systems of galaxies and billions of stars together.
那些电子数是多少呢？
And the number of the electrons there.
是一后面八十个零。
There's 80 zeros after the number one.
没有人知道那个数字是多少。
No one even know what that number is.
所以，数学家告诉我们一件事。
So mathematicians tell us one thing.
进化论是一个不可行的一个事件。
This theory of evolution is impossible to be carried out.
物理学也告诉我们这是不可能的一件事情。
The physics also tells us that this is impossible.
进化论告诉你说，如果你家里很乱的话。
Evolution theory tells you that if at home you have a mess there.
你最好再多生几个孩子。
You should have a few more kids.
天天让他们在里捣乱。
And let them have play there every day.
然后你们家就特别整齐。
Then you have a very tidy home.
我倒盼望这个理论是真的。
I wish this theory was true.
因为我有两个娃娃。
Because I have two kids.
你两个钟头不管他。
If you let them loose for 2 hours.
他可把房顶都给你揭了。
And they can get rid of your roof.
房间是越来越乱。
The room become more and more untidy.
除非我去收拾它
，unless I go and tidy it up，
否则的话不可能会那样的整齐。
Otherwise, it's impossible for it to be tidy.
物理学告诉我们这是一件不可能的事情。
Physics tells us this is impossible.
这是物理学第二，热力学第二定律。
This is the second law of in physics, thermodynamics.
化学也告诉我们这件事是不可能的。
Chemistry also tells us this is impossible.
进化论告诉我们要从无机变有机。
The evolution theory tells us it goes from inorganic to organic.
你知道这件事要花多少时间吗？
Do you know how long it takes?
他们算过。
They've calculated it.
他们算好那个时间哈，比地球现在目前的年龄还要久。
They calculated this length of time is longer than the age of this earth.
但是从化学的角度来计算这些过程。
But you need to calculate it from the point of view, from the chemistry point of view.
因为这些物质不仅仅是合成而已。
Because these matters and compounds are not only combined together.
它们还会分解的。
They will also disperse.
所以呢，因着这个分解的速度，所以这个进化的速度是必须相当快的。
So because there is an element of dispersing, then this evolutionary rate needs to be fast.
所以他们计算过。
So they calculated this.
他们说，如果照着化学来计算进化的过程的话
，They said if you are calculating this process of evolution according to chemistry's point of view,
你那个进化的过程不能超过200万年。
This process of evolution cannot be longer than 2 million years.
200万年对进化这个理论来讲，那不过就像几天一样。
This 2 million years is only like a few days in this theory of evolution.
什么都出不来。
You cannot come up with anything.
物理、数学、化学、生物。
Physics, mathematics, chemistry, biology.
生物告诉我们说，这个后天的你得着的不会遗传的。
Biology tells us what you get from after you're born, you cannot be in, cannot pass down by genes.
我脖子是伸长了一点。
Maybe I have a longer neck.
我是够到了很高的地方的树叶子。
I can reach the higher branches on the tree.
但是我的后代脖子不会长。
But my descendants will not have longer necks.
后天的得着是没有办法遗传的。
Because what you gained after you're born, it cannot pass down by inheritance.
我读过博士。
I had a doctorate degree.
我现在生个儿子。
Now I have a son.
他应该直接读博士后。
Maybe he should go and study for a postdoc.
他什么都不会。
He knows nothing.
他要从一加一开始学的。
He has to start to learn from 1+1.
不要被迷惑，弟兄姊妹。
Don't be deceived, brothers and sisters.
基因学告诉我们说，这些不能够遗传的。
And genetics scientists tells us that these things cannot be passed down by genes.
那么这个进化论学者他们就改了一下。
So these scholars changed it a little bit.
他说要靠突变。
The scientist says it's because of mutations.
说原来我这脖子是短的脖子。
For example, if I have a very short neck.
后来我身体里发生了，我基因发生了突变。
Then my genes went through a mutation.
所以我儿子脖子就特别长。
So my son had a very long neck.
所以他就可以够着很高很高的树叶子。
So he can reach for very very tall branches.
你知道这个完全是在骗人。
You know that this is completely deceitful.
现代生物学告诉我们。
Now the biology would tell us.
没有一个突变是 positive.
There is no mutation that leads to positive results.
无论我是怎样相信进化论。
No matter how true a believer I am of a theory of evolution.
当我生了癌症的时候。
If I had cancer.
你说癌就是因为基因突变。
You said cancer was formed because of mutation of genes.
我不会非常的高兴。
I would not be very happy.
我有优势了。
I'm having an advantage now.
我将来要进化成为另外一种的人类。
I'm going to evolve into another kind of human being.
我的后代有福了。
My descendants are blessed.
无论他怎么样相信进化论。
No matter how much he believes in evolution.
当他生癌的时候，他都吓得面如土色。
When he finds out he has cancer, he'll be scared.
所以这些完全是在那里骗人。
So this is completely deceitful.
不仅如此。
Not only this.
我们知道这个。生物学告诉我们说，这个进化论告诉我们说，这个从简单到复杂。
We know that evolution tells us that it goes from simple to complex.
特别是讲的那个单个的细胞。
Especially we talk about it comes from a single cell.
说那个单个的细胞的生命呢非常简单。
And this life of a single cell is very simple.
那当然像我们人哈，那或者说像猴子，那是相当的复杂。
So for us human beings or like a monkey, they're very complex.
可是生物学告诉我们说，单个细胞一点都不简单。
But biologists would tell us that these single-celled animals are not simple.
你所有的生活所需要的一切，它都在一个细胞里面完成。
All that you need in your living, all they need are contained in this one cell.
从吃饭到上厕所，从生育。到养育，所有一切到运动，所有的都在这一个细胞里。
From eating or digesting to excreting to moving and reproducing to all everything concerning the living being is in this one cell.
它那个基因的量是很小的。
They have very few genes there.
但是它呢，这个起点不一样。
But they have a different starting point.
还有一个叫做。这个拼接的那个过程 splicing
they have a splicing process
所以就使得它虽然只有仅仅一点点的遗传的物质
so that even they have a few genetic material
但它确实可以产生出无数多的蛋白质
but they can produce countless amino acids
不是
proteins
而且这些蛋白质的调控到了今天，人还是搞不懂。
And yet, these proteins still cannot be fully understood by the people today.
那么，对于进化论学者来讲，最得意的就是化石的证据。
And for the evolutionists, the thing they like most to talk about is the fossils.
你想想，这个化石是眼睛看得见、手摸得着的。
You know, fossils can be seen and they can be touched.
你看看，这里有一个化石，那一个化石。把它拿来一测，啊，多少万年以前的，对不对
？You have this fossil here and fossil there, and you put it under test, and you timed it for or how many million years?
可是，如果你真的去研究这些化石的话
，But when you truly just go and study these fossils,
特别是在近几年，特别是在长江中国啊，云南省长江县。
Especially in recent years in China and Changjiang province,
在那边啊，他们发现许多的化石群。
And in that area, they found a lot of groups of fossils.
那些化石所代表的是今天地上所生存的这些动物，差不多五十多个门。五十多个门啊，好的 ，kind.
They it represents over 50 animal kinds.
Yeah. 同时在一个化石层里面出现。
And they appear at the same layer of the fossil layer.
照着进化论的理论
，According to the evolution theory,
这些动物绝对不可能在一个断层里边发现。
That these animals, they are impossible to appear in the same layer.
因为它们出现的时间差别太大了。
Because the appearance of the time they appear should have a greater difference.
所以他们起个名字叫做生物化石大爆炸。
So they gave it a name and call it the Great Bang of the living beings.
Of the fossils.
Of the fossils.
进化论学者没有办法解释。
And the evolution theorists cannot explain this.
而且，比如说，我们说人从这个从猿哈到类人猿，然后到人，对吧？这个变化过程。
So when we say that man comes from the ape or an ape-like man and to humans.
照着进化论的理论
，According to the evolution theory，
类人猿应该比猿更加适应生存，对不对
？The ape-like man are should be more fit, should be fitter to survive than the apes。
后来这个更加生能够适合生存的反而没有了。
But how come that these animals which are supposed to survive better, they are not around anymore？
而那些不大容易生存的那些猿猴子反而都留下来了。
But yet these apes and monkeys that they might not survive so well according to their theory they survived.
今天你看这个时代杂志或者你看许多生物杂志上面他们常常说他们挖到了类人猿的头骨。
Now they if you look at the magazines the Time magazine or other magazines you find that they discovered and dug out a lot of fossils of the yeah.Neanderthals. Or the ape-like human.
但如果你去读那些文章的话
，If you read those articles,
他一定用一个词
，They would use this one term.
Perhaps.
Perhaps.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Perhaps. Maybe.
Perhaps and maybe.
所有的文章里面，他们所写的都是 perhaps, maybe.
In all the articles, they use these two words.
没有一个确实的证据。
There is no positive proof.
而且神很奇妙。
Also, God is amazing.
神让我们看见说，其实神所造的这些万物，他们是不变的。
God shows us that all that He has created actually they do not change.
在生物学上有一种的有一类的动物，我们叫做活化石。
In biology, there is one kind of animals we call them living fossils.
就是说这些动物呢，你在这个岩石或者是化石层中呢，你发现它们是，比如说像在700万年前的动物。
That is, you will find these animals in fossils to say that they are dated about 7 million years ago.
70 million years ago.
7000万。
对，七千万
，70 million years ago.
7000万年以前，那么照着进化的理论，那么到了今天，这些的动物，如果你要找到的，它一定变得是面目全非的。
According to the evolution theory, if you want to find these and trace these animals, then they should be changed in a lot of ways.
神很奇妙。
But God is miraculous.
让我们找了一些活化石。
He lets us find these living fossils.
有一种鱼啊，叫做总鳍鱼。
There is a kind of fish.
这种鱼啊，从前人以为说这种鱼已经早已绝迹了。
And people before used to think that these fish have extinct.
这种鱼是在这个化石，他们来研究的话，是在7000万年以前的一种的产物，一种的鱼。
And they believe this fish existed about 70 million years ago.
但是，一些的渔夫他们在海里面把这种鱼给钓出来了。
But yet, some fishermen actually found these fish from the sea.
和那个化石所给我们看见那个鱼 的各个方面都是一模一样。
And this fish that they caught is exactly the same as what they studied from the fossils.
神让我们看见说这些没有变。
God shows us that these things have not changed.
7000万年。
70 million years.
没有变。
Never changed.
一点都没有改变。
Not even one bit.
最近几年在地质学有一个新的发现。
In the recent years, there are some new discoveries in geology.
这个地质学告诉我们说，这个所有这些化石所在的这些的岩石。
These geologists tell us that all the things that all the fossils exist in this layer of the crust, the Earth's crust.
它们的形成不是一层一层形成起来的。
The formation is not layer by layer.
因为从前我们以为说，那当然久的嘛，那就埋在最底下，对不对
？In the past, we used to think that, of course, the older layers are deeper underneath.
那当然离现在近的嘛，那当然就埋在上面。
Now the more recent ones should be more closer to the surface on the top.
我们觉得这是天经地义的事。
We feel that this is reasonable.
我们不搞这些。理论我们也知道这件事情。
Even if we're not studying this kind of theory, we would know that.
但是这些地质学家告诉我们他们新近的发现。
But these geologists told us these recent discoveries.
他们这些的岩石的形成啊，是上下形成的。
It says these formation of rocks, they are formed top and bottom.
这个实验我看过。
I saw the experiment.
他们把这个实验在实验室里已经做出来了。
They actually repeated this in the lab.
他们现在在海洋的那些大陆架的形成的过程呢，跟这个是一模一样。
They now think that the seas and the land are formed in the same way.
是上下形成的。
They are formed from top to bottom and bottom to top.
如果你去过这个大峡谷的话。
If you've ever been to Grand Canyon,
那个大峡谷那个落差差不多有的高的有100米到200米。
You see the difference in height. There's a 100 meters over or 200 meters.
岩石学家告诉我们说，差不多100米的落差的这些沉积岩哈，6个钟头就可以形成。
These geologists tell us these 100 meter in length, the formation of the rocks can be done in 6 hours.
所以如果你在那个岩石层的最底下你发现一个动物然后你在岩石层最上面发现一个动物
So if you discovered an animal a fossil at the bottom of the layer and then you found this animal another animal at the top of this layer
并不是说它们中间差了多少多少年
It doesn't automatically tell you that there is a time difference between their appearance
它们可能是一天被埋进去
They could be buried there in the same dayWithin the same day.
无论如何
No matter what.
你发现这个理论所面临的挑战是太多太多。
You will see that this theory are faced with so many different challenges.
但是你发现一件事。
But yet you discover one thing.
这个理论却是深深地影响许许多多的人。
This theory has deeply influenced many, many people.
不仅仅是世人。
Not only people in the world.
包括神的儿女。
It includes the children of God.
因为这个理论告诉你说
Because this theory tells you.
人不过就是个动物。
Man is only an animal.
所以你所有的需要就是你的身体的需要。
So all that you need are the needs of your body.
你没有属灵的需要。
You do not have spiritual needs.
你根本没有灵魂。
You do not have a spirit or soul.
人死如灯灭。
You die and it's like blowing out a candle.
所以你所有的盼望都得今生。
So all your hopes are with your life, with this life.
所以如果我们的盼望都在今生的话。
So if all our hopes are in this life.
我们怎么会来跟随主
？How will we follow the Lord?
你怎么会舍己
？Why would you deny yourself?
这是不可能的一件事。
This is impossible.
所以中国人说人不为己天诛地灭嘛。
So Chinese saying, if you're not doing working for yourself, then the heaven and earth will not.
你想想，你只有这一生啊。
You only have this one life.
你若不珍惜的话，谁为你珍惜
？If you do not treasure it, who will treasure it for you?
你若不为自己，谁为你
If you do not work, treasure yourself, nobody else would.
我们很多的时候觉得爱世界是一件好像不像犯罪那么严重。
Oftentimes we feel that loving the world is not as serious as sinning.
犯罪是很严重。
Sinning is serious.
犯罪让人活在黑暗里面。 犯罪让人活在黑暗里面。
You're sinning, you're living in darkness.
只要我们活在罪里面, 我们就在黑暗的里面。
If we're living in sin, we're living in darkness.
那是何等可怕的一件事。
It is frightful.
我们与神的那个交通就断绝了。
We'll stop our communication with God.
但是我们人对, 至少我们神的儿女。
But yet men are as children of God.
我们知道罪的可怕。
We know how frightful sin is.
如果我犯罪了,
If I sinned,
我今天来到饼杯的面前,
I come to the bread and cup.
我不会用。
I will not take it.
我知道因为我还没有承认那个罪。
I know that I have not confessed the sin.
所以因着这个罪的缘故, 我不能够去碰那个饼杯。
Because of the sin, I cannot touch his bread and cup.
但如果今天我没有犯罪,
But yet if I did not sin today,
今天我爱世界,
I love the world today.
我来到饼杯面前的时候,
When I come to the bread and cup,
没有问题,
No problem.
我不知道我们是不是这样的光景。
I don't know if we are all in the same situation.
我觉得没有问题。
We felt there's no problem.
但这件事是何等可怕的一件事。
But how frightening is this?
不错，爱世界不像犯罪那样的可怕。
Sure, loving the world is not as scary as sinning.
表面上没有那么可怕。
From the surface, it's not as scary.
这个爱世界像什么呢？
What is loving the world like?
好像这个三藩市那个雾一样。
It's like the fog in San Francisco.
你看不清的。
You cannot see clearly.
好像又看见。
You're seeing it as if you're seeing it.
但你又看不清楚。
But yet you cannot see it clearly.
所以呢，我们常常觉得主呢，好像是真实的。
So oftentimes we feel the Lord is almost true.
好像又跟自己没有关系。
But sometimes you feel it's nothing to do with me.
为什么这样呢？
Why do we do this?
当人去爱世界的时候。
When man falls in love with the world,
人就必须要顺从着世界的风俗。
Man will follow the trends of the world.
在以弗所书第二章那里告诉我们。
In Ephesians chapter 2, it tells us,
如果我们顺服这个世界的风俗的话,
If we follow the trends of this world,
那个邪恶的灵就在人的心里面运行。
The evil spirit will work in the heart of man.
当这个灵在人心里运行的时候,
When the spirit works in the heart of man,
让人就只顾到今生的需要。
Man would only take care of the need of this life.
完全忘了自己属灵的需要。
They completely forget about their spiritual needs.
所以这件事情是非常非常可怕的。
So this is a very frightening matter.
今天有一些地方他们在传福音。
Today there are some places when they preach the gospel.
他们传发财福音。
They spread the prosperity gospel.
就是如果你信耶稣的话,
They tell you if you believe in Jesus,
如果你真有信心的话,
if you truly have faith,
你真的对耶稣有信心的话,
you truly have faith in Jesus,
你不会变贫穷的,
you will not be poor.
你一定有很多很多的钱,
you will have lots of money.
然后你用这钱来奉献,
then you can offer your money.
然后神可以用这些钱呢, 再去拯救更多的人,
and God can use his money to save more people.
然后更多人就更加有钱,
and there are more people, there are more money.
那么更多的钱就更多人得救。
And there are more money, they can save more people.
这个势力很大。
This is a great force.
这个影响很大。
This influence is great.
这种的福音的背后的灵是什么？
What is the spirit behind this kind of gospel?
跟进化论背后那个灵是一个。
It's the same spirit behind the evolution theory.
就人只有今生。
That man has only one life, this life.
只有今生的盼望。
You only have hope in this life.
有的人认为说基督徒不应该生病。
Some people feel that Christians should never be sick.
如果你真有信心的话,
If you truly have faith,
你有信心你就绝不会生病。
If you have faith, you will never be sick.
神一定让你好身体。
God will let you have good health.
还有圣经根据。
There's a basis in the Bible.
因他受的鞭伤我们得医治。
Because he was beaten, we are healed.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters.
这都是这个灵在那里做工。
It's all because of this spirit.
我们读圣经的话。
When we read the Bible.
我想受的苦最多就是我们的主，对不对？
I think it's our Lord who suffered most.
有谁比我们的主的信心更大？
Who has more faith than our Lord?
有谁比我们的主更加属灵呢？
Who is more spiritual than our Lord?
保罗也是这样。
It's the same way with Paul.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这个灵它不仅仅影响世人。
The spirit not only influences people in the world.
它影响每一个神的儿女。
It influences all the children of God as well.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
我们的主把仇敌拉到光中。
Our God has pulled the enemy out into the light.
愿我们今天也能够把这个理论拉到主的光中。
May we all pull this theory under the light as well.
愿我们真的看见这一个理论背后到底是什么。
So that we can see what is behind this theory.
这个理论不是对错的问题。
There's no right or wrong about this theory.
并不是它有没有根据的问题。
It's not a matter of whether it has a basis or not.
不是对错的问题。
It's not a matter of right or wrong.
甚至不是人类起源的问题。
It's not even a matter of the origin of man.
乃是人到底是什么的问题。
It's the question of what is man.
人是有灵的活人。
Man is a living soul with a spirit.
人活着不是单靠食物。
Man does not live by bread alone.
乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
But by the word that proceeded from the mouth of God.
这里的话乃是那个 Rima.
And this word is Rima.
主的话就是灵，就是生命。
The word of Lord is spirit and its life.
神的灵是我们第一的需要。
Spirit of God is our first need.
因为我们是有灵的活人。
Because we are a living soul.
仇敌用这些世上的东西。
The enemy uses these things from the world.
他把人性降低。
He's lowering the human nature.
弟兄姊妹，当人性被降低的时候
，Brothers and sisters, when the value of men are being lowered,
人从神所有的永远的计划里面就失落了。
Men have fallen from this eternal plan of God.
他对付人还不是目的。
When he deals with men, that's not the purpose.
他的目的乃是与神的旨意抗衡。
His purpose is to go against God.
God's purpose.
Against God's purpose.
神的旨意是在人的身上。
God's purpose is on man.
神把他的荣耀托在人的身上。
God has entrusted his glory on man.
神把他的权柄托在人的身上。
God has entrusted his power on man.
弟兄姊妹，仇敌知道这件事。
Brothers and sisters, the enemy knows this.
他知道人将来要把他毁灭。
He knows that man is going to destroy him in the future.
弟兄姊妹，我们将来要审判天使的。
Brothers and sisters, in the future, we are going to judge the angels.
所以我们看见说，这个理论它不是一个简单的理论而已。
So that we see this theory is not simply a theory.
它是直接从仇敌出来的。
It's something comes directly from the enemy.
愿主怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
让我们在神面前有祷告。
So that we pray before God.
让我们不要顺从今世的风俗。
That we do not follow the trends of this world.
我们弟兄今天早晨特别告诉我们要顺服神的话。
Our brother has told us this morning we need to be obedient to the word of God.
我们不能顺服这个世界的话。
We cannot obey the word of this world.
这个世界的话是出于魔鬼的。
The word of this world comes directly from Satan.
是与神为仇为敌的。
He is against God.
我们需要顺服神的话。
We need to submit to the word of God.
当我们顺服神话的时候。
When we obey the word of God.
你发现这个灵在我们里面不能够运行。
You will find out that that spirit cannot work in our hearts.
你发现我们人越过越有盼望。
Then we can live with more and more hope.
越过越有荣耀的盼望。
You have more hope of the glorious hope.
越过越有永生的盼望。
You have the hope of eternal life.
弟兄姊妹，这是神为我们所预定的。
Brothers and sisters, this is what God has planned for us.
愿主怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们敬拜你。
Lord, we worship you.
你是何等荣耀的神。
How glorious you are, you're a God of glory.
感谢你为了我们的缘故，亲自成为一个人。
We thank you for our sake, you came and become a man.
感谢你为我们胜过了一切的试探。
We thank you for you claim victory over all the temptations.
我们更感谢你把这些试探放在你的光中。
We thank you even more for you place these temptations in the light.
让我们看见仇敌的诡计。
So we can see through the tricks of the enemy.
求你真的光照我们的心眼。
We ask that you shine your light upon our hearts.
让我们不顺从这个时代的风俗。
So that we will not follow the trends of this world.
让我们成为一般顺命的儿女。
So that we become obedient children of God.
让我们能够在这样一个弯曲背扭的时代的里面。
In this world of evil.
让我们成为你自己荣耀的见证。
We become your glorious testimony.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.